Hey, it's you. Oh my gosh. I'm so happy that you're here. I've just missed you so much, and I don't know if it's just me feeling needy or maybe it's just the weather, but I just really needed you today, and you're here, so thanks for being here. Welcome, guys. Hello. Welcome to season 2, episode 10.2, Cuddy Buddy, revised, revisited, re-released. Okay. The first version, there was some issues. So here we are again, and I am getting this shit cranked out before freaking season 3 is over. It is a Wednesday. Happy hump day. Oh my gosh, what is it with hump days? And me just thinking about you guys. Am I right? It is cold as fuck in here. My bedroom is also my office, and there is no flooring in here because I really wanted to do like a home renovation, but I tore out the flooring without already having other flooring to go in there, so I have cement floor right now. And you know how it is when you just start something and you just start other things and you just don't finish the other thing. Yeah, well, that's one of these things. So there is a little rug under my feet, but I'm so cold and I could put socks on, but like, why make, a simple thing simple? Or yeah, why simplify a simple thing, right? Just make it more complicated because I'm a woman. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Oh my gosh, let me just say some jokes. I could say jokes, right? It's fine. I'm just kidding, girls. I fucking love us out there. We're fucking badasses and we run this fucking world, all right? Okay, so Cuddy Buddy. Guys, lucky for you, it's still fucking cuffing season because we're talking about cuffing season. Cuffing season is from November through February, and right now it is December 8th. So, yeah, we're in it. We're in the deep shits of cuffing season, okay? So I hope you have your fucking like those overall things that they wear, the waders, hope you have your fucking waders on with like disinfectant and like vitamin C and shit, and also like some really hot nudes to exchange with the person on Instagram that you're in love with right now. At least think that you're in love with because it's cuffing season and you want them and you're lonely. Because that's what it is, guys. That's what cuffing season is. Okay, so what is cuffing season? I kind of just explained it. Basically, cuffing season is a time of the year where we have a need, a drive, if you will, to couple up with someone else. It's like this thing, I don't know what it is about other times of the year, but when it's cuffing season, we want to cuddle. We need love. We need warmth. We just want to be with someone else, And also, there is a bunch of scientific reasons behind it. There's less sunlight. We have less vitamin C. We're more likely to get sick. So we have like this weird sadness about us, and the less exposure to unnatural sunlight makes you more depressed. And yeah, so I think it's like our own way of like battling the depression. It's like our own way of like keeping the hormone levels balanced in us. So we just like, let's fucking make babies and let's just cuddle up and let's hump, you know what I mean? And for everybody that sticks it out lonely during sad boy and sad girl season, like, I commend you. You guys are the fucking warriors out there. You're amazing. And if you're listening to the show, like, we're already, I'm your girlfriend and we're already together. We're already a thing, okay? All right. So first, let's talk about some shout outs to new listeners. Chev, I don't know your real name. Thank you for listening, buddy. Oh my gosh, I just lost his name right now. I swear to everything. I am so sorry. I wrote it down. I don't even know where it's at. I am so sorry. But I will give you a shout out. And the next one, and to like all the people that were sending me DMs this week about your interest in the show and how you like the show and your responses back to my questions from the show, I sincerely appreciate that. I love interacting about what's going on in your life and like how what my experiences or what I'm going through actually relates to you. And if I fucking make you laugh or make you jizz or whatever, like, it's worth it, okay? Okay, so now, we go through sad boy and sad girl season, and believe me, I have been there, and I get lonely like everybody else does, and we get a little desperate, you know, like those ugly guys in the DMs start looking kind of cute, you know what I mean? Like, well, I mean, not terrible if you look at it with your head tilted and, you know, those really thirsty ass women in your DMs or, you know, however you identify or whatever, they look like they're, you know, that they could do it for you. They might just pass the seasonal test, right? A word of caution, if you will, though, if you're looking to get into like a relationship or you're looking to kind of like start things, though things do, yeah, start in like cuffing season because you're literally getting cuffed together, they don't last for very long because as soon as it starts warming up and you start realizing like you get out of that fucking like hot cocoa high, you know, you're like, wait, what the fuck am I doing? And then you figure it out, right? So just kind of, you know, maybe ride this one out alone or just be very careful and cautiously date and still keep your standards high to like what you actually like and don't just like fill in that void, you know, like, mm-mm. And if you're gonna just be like doing some casual like hookups here and here, there, guys, please make sure you wear protection and you are getting yourselves tested regularly if you don't have a solid sex partner. I know that's like such bullshit talk and I talk about it all the time. But you need to have that, make sure that like you have that done and that you're always very honest about what you want and what your body is going through. So, yeah, I have made a couple mistakes in cuffing season. I have made a couple mistakes. There was this guy named Daniel, and I was only 18, and I was visiting this gym, Centerpoint, in Fresno, and this gym is, like older men go there, but, like, my hot-ass cousin, Allie, at the time, was, like, working there, and, like, I would visit her, like, in, you know, breaks and shit, and I was just starting college, and so I, like, lived in that area, and, yeah, so I was visiting her, and, there was a cute guy, he was, like, super cute, he was, like, 30, and this is not old guys, but, like, I was 18, okay, he was, like, 37 or 38 or so, and, he had, like, a son, and I thought that was, like, so, dads are so hot, I talk about that in episodes, go listen to that episode, I can't help it. I love it. And I love older men. I just do. I love older men. I love their experience over me. I just love their like life experience. I like how they act because they fucking been through some shit. So they don't act like dumb fuck boys, but he's so nice, right? He's so nice. And he had like totally a crush on me and I kind of was crushing on him too. And it's cuffing season, you know? And I was like, yeah, like I want you. And I'm still kind of embarrassed about this to this day, okay? So we go to, like, we go to, like, a party, and I invite him, like, to come hang out with us, you know? And he's so sweet, and he comes. He comes over, and he's like, whoa, relax. Like, he doesn't actually come. He doesn't. This is embarrassing. Not that I don't make him come, but what happens next? So he asked me, like, what I like to drink. I mean, I don't know. I'm not even legally allowed to drink. And sorry, Daniel, for throwing under. Thank you for getting me alcohol anyways. So he brought, like, some shit for me to drink. I was, like, vodka or wine coolers or something, you know? And we're just like hanging out, and I happen to be on ecstasy, okay? And so everything just like feels really good. But if you've ever done E, then you'll know that like your mind, like you are still logical. Like you still fucking know like what is going down. Okay. So, and also you get mega dehydrated. So you should not be drinking alcohol. We were like making out, and like he like went down on me, and I mean, like, it felt good, but, like, I feel like I was dehydrated. Like, my mouth was, like, getting dry. Have you made out with somebody, like, getting, like, crusty? Like, I just need, like, some gum. I need, like, a fucking gallon of water. Just hold up, you know? So, I don't know. And so, whatever. I end up, like, on, like, my hands and knees are getting it from the back, okay? And, like, I just couldn't, I don't know if it was the drugs, I just couldn't stay, like, wet. So it was, like, hurting. Like, he, like, put it in, and then, like, had this, like, moment of clarity. Like, this man, he has a baby. Like, am I gonna be a stepmom? Like, what's going on? Like, and so I kind of, like, just pushed him off, and I was, like, I'm sorry, Daniel. I really like you, but, like, just can't answer now. And even the words coming out of my mouth, like, my body was like, what the fuck is wrong with you, you bitch? Like, you wanted this so much, and then you finally get it, and you're acting like a fucking fool. But it was, like, a weird, I don't know if it was, like, the drugs. It was, like, a weird moment of clarity. And so he was like, okay. And he just, like, and I don't know why I didn't stop, like, fix it. And, like, inside I was like, do something. I did like him, you know? And so he's like putting his pants back on or whatever, and he's like, did I do something wrong? Well, I was like, no. And he really didn't. It was just like me. I was just like dehydrated. Like, I need a second. Like, why didn't I just say something, you know? And so like he like got himself together or whatever, and then like yeah, there was no coming from anybody, and he left, and he left the party, and I was just, like, kind of mortified later. Like, when I seen him at the gym, I was like, oh, fuck, you know, like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, hey, and he's like, hi, like, fuck you. And I felt so fucking guilty, and I was like, I swear to God, I will never, like, do shit like this again. Like, just because I want to hang out with someone, just because I need somebody there, like, don't just, like, you need to be sure that you're gonna, like, be invested in this person, you know, and not, like, because you could lead people on, and I don't catch feelings easily. I just don't. I don't know what it is. Something might be wrong with me. I mean, I love everyone, but, like, when I, like, fall for you, like, if I fall for you, like, that like, never happens, ever. I don't know. Yeah, and I just hate the fact that, like, I, like, hurt his feelings and, like, yeah, ruined that whole thing. And it does not get any better. I mean, when you're 18, do you really make the best decisions of your life? Like, tell me what 18-year-old does, okay? Like, because fuck you if you do. So then this is my little stint of drug usage, okay? I've never done, like, hard drugs, and I just happened to do ecstasy. I talk about it in another episode where I actually try it for the first time on accident, and then I just kind of love it. And I don't do it, I just do it for, like, a year. Like, not, like, the full year, but I did it, like, a total of, like, maybe 6 or 7 times in my entire life, okay? And it was all within, like, a year or a year and a half of me doing it for the first time. I haven't never done it since. But I loved it. Like, that's why I wanted to do it more. So I was, like, on E. I was this other party with my cousin. Man, she's such a good influence on me. God damn it, Allie. But no, we were at another party, and there was, like, Coke and stuff on offer. Like, no, like, I'm not gonna do that, and I'm not gonna fucking drink. I'm just gonna drink water because I know what's gonna happen. So there was another person, Matt, another older guy, Matt. All right. Another older man. And I was like, okay, he's super cute. I can't even remember if he was actually like cute or not. I don't know. I know that we had sex for like fucking 9 hours. And then like he dropped me back off. I don't really remember it very much, like, other than like it was like 9 hours long. I think he was also rolling, so he just like kept, I don't know. And he kind of was making me like question, like, is he actually like good looking, or am I just like high as all fuck? Because he was like, oh my God, I can't believe like I'm touching you. Oh my God, like you're so perfect. Oh my God, like, oh my gosh, like I'm never gonna stop fucking you. And I was like a little bit worried, like after hour three, like maybe he isn't bullshitting me. Maybe he's just going to keep fucking me forever. And like, I'm gonna have to pee and I'm gonna need some water. And we even had to take a break. I like rinsed my mouth out. I didn't have a toothbrush. I was at some random person's house. And yeah, and then we continued, and we were like in the living room of a home, like we weren't like in a bedroom, like, oh, you guys, 18, all right. And he was like, oh yeah, like you're, yes. And he was like, wait, you're 18, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah. He was like, oh my God. Oh my God. I can't believe it. I can't believe I'm fucking you. And I'm thinking, am I just like fucked up that I don't realize this guy is like not worthy of my vagina right now? So yeah, like there have been some questionable things. And I'm going to tell you this, I'm going to say that Jesus is real. Okay. Because I like was so concerned like later that I like had an STD or whatever, because I was like, I have fucked some randos, like, you know, purposefully, but not like I'm just picking these random people, but because I was making bad decisions while I was using drugs. Okay. It was only these two people and then one person that like fucked my face at a frat party. But still, I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna get some weird shit or whatever. And to this fucking day, like, I have my clean bill of health, okay? I just had my vagina checked, like, 3 months ago, and we're still rocking, we're still good. And I'm thinking, like, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, because with the shit that I have fucking done in my life, I should have had worse things happen to me. I should have, like, multiple babies by, like, multiple men, and I should have some STD or something. And like, maybe it's just the goodness, like the good things that like I've done for other people that have just balanced my karma out. And thank you for that. But yeah, questionable choices. So don't be like me. I'm telling you all of this, everybody, to do things correctly and during cuffing season. And if you happen to be doing ecstasy, well, good for you. I'm jealous. But I get too old to do that shit now. But if you happen to be 18, 19, whatever, in your early teens and you're doing crazy shit like that, please protect yourself and just make, you know, he drove me home, Matt. He drove me back to my cousin's house. And like, I just met this person. Like, he could have done anything to me, you know, like taken advantage of me anyway. And, he drops me off at my cousin's house, and I had like this moment of clarity, like when I got out of his like van, like murder van. He even had a murder van. I'm surprised I'm even alive right now. And I like walk. I mean, he was cute. I'll give him that. He totally was cute. But like he was one of those like good looking guys that like don't know they're good looking. That's probably why he was like so surprised that like I was into him. I don't know. But he was like, can you call me? Like, can I get your number? And stuff. I was like, oh yeah, yeah. I'll have my cousin text it to you later, okay? Like, because, and I mean, he already knew. He was like, oh, right. Yeah, fuck you, bitch. You know, like, I just fucked you for 9 hours. But, like, I mean, he had to have come, like, I don't even know how many times. So, like, whatever. Like, he was drained, okay? Like, he just, it's fine. I gave him a night he'll never forget. And that I pretty much fully forgot about. And, yeah, like, walk back in there, and I'm like, okay, from now on, I am never doing drugs, and I am going to church, and I just, like, turn my life around. I am never gonna be a slut again, I swear. So I did it one more time. I did it one more time. You know, because, like, just one more, and, yeah, and I did change my life around. I became, a Sunday school teacher, and I, like, moved to, Disney and worked there, and, yeah, it was a total, like, life transformation. But, man, cuffing season makes you do bad and so does drugs, okay? And those two together, you could end up with, you know, being dehydrated and breaking someone's heart, or like just blessing a man with your vagina for 9 hours. But you never know. You never know. And it might not always work out for you like it did for me. So please be careful. Okay. So let's talk science. That's a good transition. So let's go to... sexy science, because science, it is sexy. So we're going to talk about psychology for a moment, all right? So obviously, like I said, in the winter months, we're likely to, we know which is when the holidays are happening, we're likely to get more sick, and then we're likely to stress out. It could be, like, from having to fucking see people that you hate, or, like, the financial stresses of having to buy presents and shit. But it could stress you out, or, you know, it's the, like, being alone when you feel like you should be with another person. And so, so basically we're producing less serotonin. Okay. And serotonin is a neurotransmitter, that regulates our mood. All right. And if we have less of it, we could end up being in our sad girl, sad boy season, in our feels type of thing, because it leads to seasonal affective disorder, you know, so sad, literally is sad. Okay. And basically, the remedy for sad boy and sad girl season would be, like, oxytocin. And oxytocin is our, like, our binding hormone, okay? And oxytocin, it releases dopamine and serotonin into the brain, and that basically makes us feel, like, less alone and isolated. So how do we release that oxytocin? Well, things like physical touch. Things like even kind words, kindness, like a warm wish or a little gift or a little happy things that, like, come around in, guess what, the holiday season, because it literally boosts our oxytocin levels, and that leads to the release of dopamine and serotonin, which leads us to feeling happy, less isolated, and more like we belong. So really, you know, the sad season, sad boy, sad girl season, and cuffing season are the same thing, because, you know, we are going through, like, this seasonal affective disorder, essentially. And we are battling it by trying to boost those, like, those levels in our brain, and just to, like, make us happier. So yeah, I wouldn't say I've had, necessarily a terribly sad girl season. My I guess November, December has been pretty, pretty chill. My stepmom's mother died. So, like, my step-grandma died. That was pretty sad. And then my stepdad's mom died. So my other step-grandma died, which is also pretty sad. But other than like, that actual, like, family, like, kind of tragedy, everything's been pretty chill. Since I do technically work retail and I work for myself, it's been a busier season. So I don't know if it's just I'm very, you know, I'm distracted. Plus, I have been working on, you know, my podcast, season 3, which is coming up. And I'm so stoked for season 3. I had mentioned in my last episode that I will be contacting a few listeners that have been with me since, like, day one and have been fucking amazing or have had added to me recently and have been really interactive with my episodes and very, very cool about them. And I will be sending out in February. So during Valentine's Day, you will receive a package from me. It will have tons of goodies in it, including my new logo that I'm having made right now by the amazing Ryan. Thank you. And I will link his stuff. I'll link his Instagram here so that you guys can actually, if you're like need to have a logo drawn or whatever, he's so good. So I'm really stoked to see it. It's going to be out January for season 3. So I will be sending some stickers and t-shirt or sweater, and just some fun goodies for you that have been sticking around and helping me. My numbers have boosted like dramatically in this last month. And so I would say my oxytocin levels are, are being like boosted, right? I'm so stoked about it. Plus meeting a lot of you and everyone seems so, so cool. I would say the people that are sending me the dick pics, can you please stop? My podcast is not for me to try to fuck you. I do not want to. We're in a relationship for sure. We could talk about sex. Yes. Like, let's do it. We're together. We're doing this. But I've never met you, and I don't want our first interaction to be a picture of your penis. Like, I don't need it. I don't want to see it. But thank you, and thank you. And for those of you that just listened so that you could jack off to me, like, I still appreciate you, and thank you for fucking listening. And if you think my voice is sexy enough to get off to, like, that also rings up those oxytocin levels for me, right? All right. This has been the second version. If you caught the first version of Cuddy Buddy, and you also are listening to this version, thank you so much. I'm sorry if there was like any repeating information. I really tried to switch it up a little bit, and I thought it would be fun to throw in that story there. It's kind of embarrassing, so like, let's not tell anybody. It's keep it between you and I, right? All these terrible things that have happened in the past, our past sad girl sad boy season. So have you done anything questionable in the recent times, or maybe when you were 18 during sad season? Is it because you're just desperate for some love and attention, or is it because you're just reckless? I would like to know, and I would like to get to know you a little bit more. So please continue to message me. I'm not sure if I changed the information. I will look right now to make sure that it's changed, but I do link my new Instagram account. I keep getting people requesting me, on my personal account, and I'm so sorry that I am denying you. I do try to message and redirect everyone to my new Instagram account. I'm trying to separate the two. Okay. So just work with me. I still love you. I still want to talk to you. I just, am trying to keep personal and, my podcast, our personal relationship separated from the other parts of my life here. So thanks for hanging out. Thanks for sticking around. I hope that your sad boy or sad girl season, your cuffing season, is is just doing well. I hope if you're fucking cuffing it up with someone that, like, I don't know, that they have a big ass and that they have, or a big dick, and that you're fucking loving it, and that you guys are just having the time of your lives together. Or if you're just sad and alone, I hope that being with me right now makes you feel less alone. Okay, guys. I will probably see you in season 3. I might put out one right before New Year's, a Christmas special. But if that episode 13 does not come out, then I will see you first episode for season 3. Okay, guys, thank you so much for being here. I love you so much. I appreciate you, like, beyond words. Okay, bye.